A free voice clinic at Temple University's College of Public Health started for people with a range of vocal disorders, from speech delays to complications from strokes. Now, two-thirds of the clients at the clinic are transgender women looking to modify their voices during their transitions. WHYY's Nina Feldman reports.
When Erica Cerulli decided she was ready to start presenting as female, she got all her ducks in a row. She got started on hormones and made a plan for how to tell people at work. And then there was her voice.
It was pretty terrifying. My voice was very deep before. I think it was a very notable characteristic of who I was before. So I wanted to make sure that this new voice I had was as notable, as strong, as, you know, commanding as I felt like I was before.
Cerulli started going to Temple's voice therapy clinic every week for hour-long sessions.
So I'd like you to prolong at a comfortable pitch and loudness. We'll just get your fundamental frequency. You start first.
That's Cerulli working with Ann Addis, who supervises the clinic. When Addis started at Temple full-time in 2011, she says maybe one client per semester was trans. Now, most of the clients are, and so is most of the waiting list. For those transitioning to male, hormones like testosterone lower vocal pitch. But Addis says that's not the case for the hormones used by transgender women. That's why therapy can be so useful and prevent injuries.
If you have a structure that is designed to produce a certain sound because of the size of the vocal cords, and you're asking it to produce a sound that's much higher, you could put a lot of strain on the mechanism. And those are very delicate muscles.
After a few months, Cerulli had trained the muscles in her larynx to bring her pitch higher. But she still didn't think she sounded like herself. So she worked on other elements. Body language, and how to shift the resonance of her voice from her chest to her throat and mouth. And she actually ended up lowering her pitch so that she strained her voice less. Cerulli keeps recordings of herself at different stages of the therapy.
This is what I sounded like for a majority of my life from, you know, puberty up till 27.
When the sunlight strikes raindrops in the air, they act like a prism and form a rainbow.
Here she is after she got her pitch up, but it still didn't feel natural.
The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colors.
Last, I think I have it memorized, so I can just say it now. When sunlight strikes raindrops in the air, they act as a prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colors. And that feels completely natural to say.
Cerulli says it can be hard to listen to how her voice used to sound. She has a range of feelings about it. But she says above all, she's proud. Nina Feldman, WHYY News.
All Things Considered continues on WHYY.
Supporting WHYY, Pella.